Hi, and welcome back to The Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm Janice Mary, and I am a psychotherapist, and I have been just having so many amazing experiences that I decided to do a YouTube series on all that's been going on with me and my clients, and just thought I would share. You know, a lot of people don't get a chance to get into therapy themselves. So I always felt like I just wanted to kind of share what I've been working on with my clients and to see if I could help a wider range of people than just the people that I see in my office. And this is my office. So for you, everyone that's joining me on YouTube, you can see it. This has also been picked up by Psychic Talk Radio, so you might be listening on a podcast, or you can even view it through psychictalk.net as a video also. So I'm really happy to be aboard Psychic Talk Radio, where they have so many awesome shows. I think they have a show now, one every day of the week, so you can check it out. I'll post a link in the information page below, so you can, you know, check out all that people are doing and experiencing and connecting. And, you know, it's a fascinating time for all of us. I was actually having a conversation with one of my clients who was asking me, you know, are people really, you know, evolving? Are we really doing better? You know, the state that our world is in, and, you know, so many people are fighting with each other politically, and everything that is happening in our world, it can feel like we're not evolving. But I think that we really are. And just like the topic of this show, what is a spiritual awakening? I feel like the whole world is having a spiritual awakening, and how that comes to pass and what it looks like is probably going to be a little bit different for each of us, just like an individual awakening is. So I wanted to talk about what is an awakening. So I was thinking about that this morning, and, you know, it seems like for most of us that a lot of our awakenings come from having kind of a meltdown or hitting rock bottom or just going through a really difficult time. And it may happen that way, it may not, but it seems generally with everyone that I talk with, there seems to have been a moment in time where they were going through either a loss, a death, a divorce, something that was going on in their lives that really kind of brought them to a place where they're really unhappy and didn't know what their next move was going to be. And during that time, they had their spiritual awakening. And, you know, I can say also for myself, that's what happened to me. I know I've shared this before, but I like to share it only a little bit because I feel like when I listen to how other people awaken, it just kind of validates for me that what happened to me can happen to other people. And it really does happen, you know, because you can kind of doubt that a little bit, but it really does happen. So what happened with me was basically that I also was going through a really difficult time. I was going through my second divorce, and I was working, seeing many, many clients, and I felt like a lot of my clients were stuck. I felt like I was stuck. It just was not an easy time for me. And I really started to feel like, you know, how can I be a therapist and have gone through all this and really is not being very successful in my relationships? I feel like I'm a successful mom. I'm a really good mom. But as far as my intimate relationships were concerned, they were certainly having a lot of issues. So I was kind of felt like I was failing as a therapist, which is not a good way to feel. You know, honestly, that's not a good way to feel. So I was really thinking, do I need to, you know, get another job? Do I need to change careers, professions? So I was really, really having a hard time. Also during that time, I was reading a lot of spiritual books, and I was meditating. And, you know, through my whole practice, I think I've always tried to learn as much as possible to help people. And I have always come across a few things that have helped me in my practice, you know, one being A Course in Miracles. And in that study in A Course in Miracles, it has a workbook that every day you do something different every day, and you meditate a little bit every day. So it was a really nice introduction. So if anybody wants to check it out, it was a really nice introduction to getting out of your ego mind. And it was really nice in learning how to meditate in a very slow, soft way. You know, you'd meditate maybe a minute a day. And I'll have to say, I just think, you know, I've said this before, A Course in Miracles, which was channeled by a psychologist, is just an amazing, amazing practice, an amazing set of books. And I think if all of us did A Course in Miracles, we'd all probably be benefiting from it. But that was part of my journey. And for many years, I studied The Course in Miracles. And for many, many years, I practiced it, and it helped me through my therapy practice. And I guess I kind of stopped doing it and lost my way a little bit with it, and then got really involved in my life, which is normal. I'm really involved with my ego, which is normal, and raising my kids. So I got away from it a little bit. And I think during the time that, I started kind of slipping spiritually, and I started slipping in my practice. And it really wasn't the best time for me. So once I got divorced, I started meditating again. I started picking up all my spiritual practices again. And it was during that time when I was asking for help. You know, can somebody please help me? Can somebody please guide me? Am I supposed to continue to be a therapist? Am I supposed to move on? You know, what's going on with me? And that's really all I can remember doing, was that I just kept asking, and I was miserable. I was really just miserable. I didn't want to work anymore. I felt as a failure as a mom. I was pretty, pretty miserable. And so during that time when I was asking for help, and I was specifically asking, you know, for angels to meet my guardian angels. And it was during a meditation that I felt this incredible sensation enter the top of my head and go through my whole entire body. And it was an amazing moment. And I wasn't frightened. You know, I knew on some level that this was okay. I remember holding on to my dining room table because the vibration was so strong, it shook my entire body. And I just remember thinking, oh my gosh, you know, something really cool just happened. I don't really know what, but something really, really cool happened. And I, you know, from that moment on, I knew I wasn't alone. And I knew that I was to continue to help people in many ways. And I didn't know what it meant. I was not, you know, psychic. I wasn't, you know, I had no idea what any of this meant. And it took me really a long time. And when I listened to Eckhart Tolle, it's interesting. He said that when he had his spiritual awakening, it took him like 10 years to kind of really figure it out. And really, that's about what it took me too. From the minute that I opened up that day, it took me a really long time to sort out what was happening. Why did it happen? What does it mean? How is this energy that I'm connecting to? How am I supposed to express it? And how to keep my ego out of it, you know, which is really the toughest part, because once it happened, it was like, of course, the ego grabs a hold of this and it's like, oh my goodness, you know, you had this miraculous experience. Now you're this special person. And, you know, we all are special. So I've always felt we're all special. So when my ego gets going like that, I know I have to be really, really careful, you know, that my ego is a slippery slope of specialness and wants to be, you know, special like everybody else does. And where does that get us? You know, really nowhere. It just gets us feeling frustrated. And you know, our specialness comes in many, many ways, but it doesn't come in the way the ego wants it to. You know, the ego wants specialness to come from doing and succeeding and being successful. And our soul spirit energy is quite different. And so that's what I've learned. And so I think an awakening, when we all wake up, you know, you're waking up out of the ego voice, out of that inner critic, out of the conversations that you have with yourself that are brutal. You know, I spend a lot of time all day long listening to people's egos, and it's horrible, you know. But through the years of my work, I didn't realize that my ego was just as horrible. I was distracted in helping people, so I really wasn't listening to my own ego. I was just always focused on helping other people. So I didn't realize that my own ego was putting me down and making me feel bad about myself and my life. I really had to go within more to kind of see that I was doing the exact same thing that my clients do, and we all do, and we all have to work really, really hard not to believe that voice. And that's our challenge. You know, our challenge is to move into this energy that lives within us, and whatever you want to label it, I call it, you know, my soul energy, because that's just the label that fits for me. Some people, you know, love to call it their God energy or their consciousness. I know Eckhart Tolle talks about it as the consciousness that lives within you. Some people call it spirit that lives within you. It doesn't really matter. And don't get hung up on words. And if I call it the soul and you don't resonate with the soul, you know, just let it go, you know, and call it whatever you want to call it. You just have to know that when you awaken to your full being, and that's, I think, what it really is, because when we're living in just the ego, it's kind of like we're half living. And when we bring our soul, our spirit, God into our lives, we become more full, and our potential just increases. And it's very interesting, because I always felt that there was something much more that I should be doing, that there was something inside of me that was bigger than what I was doing. And I always felt that angst, you know, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? What is it that I'm supposed to be creating? And I could just never really find it. And I think, you know, as a lot of spiritual teachers will say, what you're looking for is that soul connection within you to feel complete, to blend that with your human experience, so that you can kind of fly, you know, because the ego is so limiting. The ego would never have let me do these videos and would never have thought that I had anything of value to say. That's my ego would be like talking me out of this totally. So when we're living in such a limited way, the soul helps expand us, and the soul helps us to say, listen, you know, you're very valuable, and you're very special, and you're very unique, and you express yourself the way that feels right for you, you know. So some people, it's not through helping. Some people, it's through art or music, and that's how their soul expresses through them. And the more you bring that awareness that you're more of this full being, where we have the ego side, but we also have the soul consciousness within, you become a full person, more of a full person. And that potential that you always feel like, oh, I know I should be doing something else, or I know I'm so much more than just this. And what is just this? You know, just this is our lives. And the monotony of life can feel very groundhog-ish. You know, every day we get up, we do the same thing. We have coffee, you know, we go to our jobs, and it can just feel very, very monotonous. So it's really very, you know, it just kind of opens up your whole world, and then your world does not feel monotonous anymore, because when you connect to the soul spirit energy, when you awaken to it, it's very magical. So every day is like, wow, what's going to happen today? You know, what am I going to see, hear, feel? Like, what is going to happen today? What magical thing is going to happen today? And it helps you to be very, very present in your life, because you're no longer thinking as much. You know, when you awaken to this energy, you can see the ego for what it is. You can see that the ego has a specific job to keep us safe in this world. You know, the ego is like a little warning, you know, bell, you know, warning, danger, danger. And that's what the ego does to help us. But if we only listen to the ego, if that's the only voice we listen to, we get in a little bit of trouble. And for me and most of my clients, that's all they're doing is listening to their ego, thinking that their ego is who they are. And it really isn't. And there's just no amount of books, there's no amount of teachers, there's no amount of YouTube videos that you could watch that is going to convince you, unless you start to do this for yourself and connect. You know, do you have to have like a breakdown like, you know, I went through or other people go through to have a spiritual awakening? I don't think so. I have heard people, you know, just meditating and then just connecting in a very beautiful, lovely way. So it doesn't have to be so dramatic. So you don't have to be scared. Like, oh, I don't want to have to go through all something horrible to connect to this energy. You really don't. You don't have to go through something horrible. But life in and of itself has so many challenges that you're going to be, you are challenged. Every day you're challenged. You know, there's always something coming up. You know, a lot of my clients will come in and they'll say, you know, my life just doesn't give me a break. You know, it's one thing after the other. And I just laugh because that's life. That's exactly what life is supposed to do for us. It's supposed to challenge us. I was listening to one spiritual teacher, and he said that, you know, life is like, it's sort of like, you know, if you think of a battery, the positive, negative, we need both to work, to turn on, to function. And that's really true. I mean, think about it. If we didn't have these challenges, what would we have to strive for and grow? So challenges is just part of life. And they can get more intense as we get older. You know, some people float through the challenges a little bit easier. And some people are very, very sensitive to challenges. And I think a lot of the people that I see in therapy, and me myself, I'm a very, very sensitive person. So life challenges for me, you know, I feel very deeply. So feeling life challenges very deeply, they're going to affect you more deeply. So the clients that I see, their life challenges affect them so deeply, and it can be very, very painful. I notice that a lot of my friends that kind of just float through life, that have an easier time, they don't quite have that sensitivity. They just kind of keep going, and they just don't kind of sweat the small stuff, you know. So, and that's great for them. But you are who you are. And, you know, I had to accept the fact that I'm sensitive, and there's nothing in the world wrong with that. It makes me a really good therapist. And it also made me be able to connect to my soul. If I wasn't sensitive enough to feel the nuances of what was happening, I may never have gone down this path. So wherever you are, you know, that's probably one of the biggest messages with the soul, is to accept wherever you are, you know, accept, you know, how, where you are at in your life. You know, the soul's wisdom, your wisdom, and I call it, you know, the wisdom of the soul. And it's not my soul, it's our soul. So the wisdom that I tap into is really my perspective of what I hear from my soul energy. So your perspective, when you connect to your soul energy, might be a little bit different. And but it's mostly the same. You know, when I hear a lot of spiritual teachers talking, I resonate so much with them, because we're all saying the same thing. You know, basically it's all the same message, and just coming from different souls, so from different perspectives, because we are all so different, and we need to connect with the people we connect with. It's sort of like, you know, you're not going to connect with a certain person, and I'm not going to connect with a certain person. So we need many, many people out there teaching and helping to connect to this inner soul spirit that lives inside, so you can have a much more blended, beautiful, full life. You know, it's almost like a feeling of, you know, a lot of people feel very sad when they're not in a relationship, when they're by themselves, you know. So they feel like an incompleteness. So if you're in a relationship, you know, and you feel this incompleteness, it's not the relationship, it's really that your soul is trying to speak to you. Your soul is trying to get your attention, that you know you're something much, much more than just this ego. And that's where I think a lot of people get down on themselves, because they know that they're so much more, and they know they have so much more to give or do, and they feel very upset, like I did, like they're not knowing, you know, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? You know, why do I feel this incompleteness? You know, what's going on with me? And the ego would just, you know, kind of talk in not a good way and say, oh, you know, you just think you're special, and, you know, forget it. This is your life. This is who you are. Just accept it. You know, the ego can be very, very brutal. So when you know that you're something so much more, and you don't feel like you're living in that, if you don't feel like you're living in that energy that is expanding, You know, if you feel your energy is very restricted, you know, then that's, you need to, or you might want to consider connecting more within. So having an awakening will certainly get you on that path. It'll definitely wake you up. And that is a good place to be, because you are, there's so much more in you than you know. And, you know, so when people come for therapy, you know, I want them so much to, you know, blend with their inner energy, you know, and not listen to the ego and not take that ego voice, which is so brutal, so seriously. And it's really hard. It's hard for people not to listen. And at times it's really hard for me not to listen. What has happened, the soul energy, when that soul energy connected with me that day, it came in as a vibration, and the vibration sounds like sort of like the beach on a windy day. You know, it's hard to explain, but when I go into that energy, that's what I hear, that's what I feel. And it's almost like when you pick up one of those conch shells, which is up on my wall here, as kind of a reminder and a symbol for me. That's what it sounds like to me when it kind of come, when I connect really fully. And so when I connect into that energy, that's my soul, and I can sit in that energy. And when I sit in that energy is when I will get a different perspective, a completely different perspective on my life, on other people's lives. And it's never, you know, it's vastly different than the ego. You know, it's like night and day. You know, like I know who's talking, you know, right away. You know, if I'm feeling the slightest bit anxious, or if I'm feeling irritable, you know, or if I'm, you know, snapping at people, or if I just don't feel good, you know, then I'm definitely in my ego energy. You know, when I feel calm, you know, and I feel grounded, and I feel relaxed, and I'm not thinking very much, and I'm just kind of flowing through my day, I know I'm really connected to my soul. But you do have to kind of, in the beginning, make a conscious effort to keep reconnecting, because the tendency, we're so grounded into the ego, it's so easy to be in that ego mind. It's hard to get out of. So in the beginning, you have to really remind yourself a lot, this is not the voice I want to listen to. This, you know, just start there. This is not the voice I want to listen to. And, you know that there's another voice inside of you that has something really beautiful to say, and really just speaks love, you know. So if you are having that kind of a day, just take a deep breath and say, I know that this is not me. And I know that I don't have to feel this way. The biggest thing that I try to teach people is that your thoughts produce your feelings. So if your ego thoughts are bad, you know, you're going to be feeling bad most of the day. And basically, that's how I was feeling. And that's how a lot of my clients feel. You just feel bad most of the day. And you're just kind of talking badly to yourself. And the day can just go from that point on. Like today, I thought, it's raining. I looked outside, it's raining. And the sound of the rain just sounded so beautiful. And a lot of us have those noisemakers, and it's the sound of the rain. But it's so funny, so many people will come in and be like, oh, it's raining. Ugh, it's raining. It's another rainy day. It's a horrible rainy day. And there's a little bit of a contradiction there. It's like, well, why do we listen to the sound of the rain to fall asleep? But yet, when it's raining in the daytime, we're all annoyed. You know, including me, I used to wake up too and be like, oh God, another rainy day. You know, where's the sun? And it's just simple things like that, that the soul will remind you, listen, just listen, you know, listen with no judgment and no evaluation. And you'll hear the music of the rain. And that is not something that my ego would ever say. My ego would just be like, oh, it's another bad rainy day. So the soul is just amazing in reframing things. And it's funny, when I say it, the translation of it kind of doesn't even come close to the feeling of it, because when you're in your soul energy, you're awakened to that soul energy and you're listening to the sound of the rain, it does sound like music. It really does, you know, because the world of spirit or soul, God, that world is so magnificent and beautiful and colorful, and the senses in that energy is so much more alive. So you'll feel this really expansive sight and expansive hearing and expansive feeling, so much more than the ego. So it's really quite a challenge to work on this, but I think you're really worth it. And you know, the biggest thing that just breaks my heart is hearing what people say to themselves. And what I've said to myself, it breaks my own heart, the how much I used to beat up on myself about my weight or what I looked like or, you know, how much money I made. And the evaluations of myself were just ridiculous. It was just brutal. You know, I couldn't wake up and not be beating myself up or evaluating myself in some way. Oh, I had a bad eating day, or I didn't exercise enough, or, you know, the house is a mess, or, you know, I'm not in that great relationship, or whatever it was that was going through my mind, that just little by little, it's almost like a little rip, you know, every day at yourself. I used to do this exercise with the kids in the school where they would take a sheet of paper and say, okay, this sheet of paper represents us. And every single time someone says something bad to you, it rips a little piece of paper, a little bit of you away. So we did that as kind of like a symbolic way for people to see how much it hurts to say bad things to each other. And when I was doing that exercise, it never ever occurred to me, you know, this was like 20 years ago, it never occurred to me what we say to ourselves, that piece of paper could represent what we say to ourselves and how we rip ourselves apart with the things that we say to ourselves and how painful that is and how hurtful that is. It's just terrible. So I, you know, hearing this other voice and hearing this other voice so loudly, I feel very compelled to write about it. So I write a blog post on my Facebook page. I feel compelled to talk about it, which I'm doing now. I talk about it with my clients, and I talk about it basically with anybody that will listen, to stop listening to that ego voice, to shut it down. And I'll tell my clients, you know what, listen to somebody else's voice, listen to podcasts, read books, meditate. Don't let yourself listen to that ego voice. Don't give yourself a second to listen to that voice anymore. Sometimes you have to shut that voice down a little bit so that you can begin to hear your soul voice. You know, it's hard to hear the soul voice because the soul voice is very loving and quiet and beautiful. It's like if you had two people, one person screaming at you, and then you had this loving person just sitting there smiling at you, just kind of adoring you. What's going to get your attention more? You know, the person screaming at you is going to get your attention more. You're just going to naturally look at this person who's acting like crazy. You're just going to be like, what is going on there? So that's your ego. So if you think about it as two separate people, might be helpful. So you have your ego person sitting there screaming at you all this crazy stuff about how horrible you are. And then you have your soul person on the other side, smiling, adoring you, rooting you on, telling you how wonderful you are and what a wonderful job you're doing in your life and how far you've come and how magical your life is. And with all of your life challenges, you've done a beautiful, beautiful job. That's what your soul is going to be saying to you. So look at the two differences in those voices. They're just vastly different. They're just opposite. So just know, if you have to just start there, just start out knowing that there's a different voice that lives inside of you and you want to connect to that voice. And the way to connect to that voice is to turn away and not listen to the ego so much, so that you give it a little bit of space to hear the soul voice and to feel the soul energy that lives inside of you, to feel that vibration. You know, picture that vibration coming in through the top of your head and down through your body, and feel the energy that lives within your body. you know, listen to Eckhart Tolle's tapes or YouTube videos. He does a beautiful job in trying to help you feel the energy that lives within your body. And that's the same energy that I'm talking about. And he has a lot more out, and he's so knowledgeable and wonderful. So I would highly recommend, if you really want to shut that ego voice down, he has so many wonderful, wonderful ideas on how to do that. So definitely, you know, look into that too, because it just helps us so much. We need so much to stop the ego voice. We've almost been so brainwashed thinking that this ego voice is the way that we should be, that this ego voice is the way to go, and this ego voice is who we are. And it is only half the story of you. It is really only half the story of you. And when you start to tap into your soul and you hear all this beautiful wisdom, and you know who you are, and you know that you're special, you know it. So there's no more convincing yourself that you have to love yourself. There's no more convincing yourself that you're okay. You know, for a long time, I was trying to help people love themselves, and I was getting nowhere with that. You know, people would just refuse to love themselves, refuse. So, and now I understand what I was up against. You know, you cannot fight with the ego. You cannot fight with your mind. Your mind is like a computer. It is logical and it is smart. So I tell my clients, every single time you try to wrestle with your ego to try to say, well, I like myself, your ego will give you 10 reasons not to like about yourself. So the only way to shut that voice down is to get out of it, to drop from your head to your heart, and to not listen to it. You know, you are not that voice. So doing anything that you can to shut that voice down and not listen to it, not pay attention to it, and not to give it so much value. So when it has you by its grips, when it's saying horrible things and you're feeling horrible, that you just remind yourself that this is not who you are, you know, that there's so much more to you than this, will help. It'll help. And maybe it'll give you just a little bit of space to go within and to hear this other beautiful voice, that the knowing comes in and then the fighting stops. Once you know something, you can't unknow something. You know, now that I know all that the soul has to say to me, there's no more convincing myself that I need to be special, that I need to do anything, that there's something wrong with me, that I'm defective, that my life isn't where it should be. There's no more of that anymore. There's just no more of that, because you can't unring a bell, you know. So all you really do need to do is awaken to your soul energy. And how you do it could be in a dramatic way, like we talked about, or it could be in a very, very simple way. So I hope that, you know, if you're feeling even just agitated in your day, if you're feeling just, you know, just not having a good day, that you give this a chance, that you try to shut down that ego. And there's many ways to shut the ego down. You know, listen to music and sing to it. So this way you can't think. Go take a walk, meditate, do something creative, you know, come into the present moment and just be in the moment, and not, and flood the moment, like flood your being into the moment so much to the point that you can't think. And, you know, you just feel into your body, and you feel into, you know, the table, and you just feel into whatever it is that you're doing. It's really a very powerful. And for therapists out there, you know, when we're fully present like that, it changes your entire therapy practice, because you're no longer focused on what you should be saying, what you should be doing. You're really in the moment with your client. You have stopped your ego, and you're no longer evaluating or thinking. And most therapists are really just evaluating themselves, you know. Do I have enough knowledge for this person? How can I help this person? You know, therapists are very, focused on that. So when you come into the moment, you're no longer focused on that, which is really, really helpful, because you're focused on listening without evaluating. And you just sit and listen. And as you're in your soul energy listening, you will get, you know, information to share. Something will come to you. Soul energy will bring love into your heart that will just kind of flow into your client's heart. And even if you didn't say a word, they feel that. It changes them and it changes you. So if you are a therapist out there getting burnt out, you know, there's nothing better than connecting to your soul energy. And like me, the burnout was there. It will change your practice. And my practice has completely changed and multiplied, and supervising therapists now, which in a million years I would have never, ever thought I would be able to do. But in my soul energy, you know, anything is possible. In my ego energy, nothing was possible. So awaken, you know, awaken to your soul energy, your spirit energy, your God energy, whatever it is that you'd like to call it. But awaken to it, because it will change your life very dramatically. So have a wonderful day. Don't listen to your ego voice. Do anything you can. Listen to other people's voices. You know, the soul voice will just keep telling you how wonderful you are. And that's not in an ego way. You know, it's not like you'll feel superior to people, because the soul has really, you know, kind of taught me how equal I am to other people, because we're all part of each other. We're really all one. So how can one person be better than the other? It's just not possible. But you don't know that until you know it. You don't know that until you feel it. So that's why it's really important to try to connect. So go within. Let me know how you're doing. Post any questions that you have, or any difficulties you're having with this, or any way that I can help. I would love to. As you can tell, I love talking about this topic, and I love helping people. And it just breaks my heart how many people are suffering with their ego. And all of us, none of us need to be, and none of us should be. None of us deserve to be talked to that way by ourselves or other people. And you know, other people talk to you that way because they're talking to themselves that way. And it's that simple. So if someone in your life is talking to you in a really negative, bad way, it's because they're talking to themselves that way. So they're giving you a little preview of what it feels to live inside them. And it's not fun. And it's not a happy place to be. But this is the way out. So I hope you join me in awakening. And let me know, you know, post your experiences. When did it happen? How did it happen? I would love to hear from you. So have a beautiful day. And again, if you're watching this on YouTube, welcome to my YouTube channel. And if you are listening to this on a podcast through psychictalk.net, I'm so glad to have you. And check out the other shows on Psychic Talk Radio. It's an awesome, awesome place to go to just listen to how other people are awakening and their gifts. Because when you awaken, you will also have some spiritual gifts that will come forward, which is amazing and fun. So have a beautiful, beautiful day. And don't listen to your ego person. You know, remember the two people. Don't listen to that ego person that's screaming at you. Kind of just know, you know, I'm going to turn a deaf ear to that. And I'm going to look at this other person who's sitting there adoring me. And so every time I'm going to have a problem today, who am I going to turn to and who am I going to listen to? I'm going to listen to that soul person talking to me. And what would they say? You know, what is the most beautiful, loving thing that person would say to me? And then say that to yourself, and to you really hearing and connecting to that soul energy for yourself. Okay, have a great day, and we'll talk again soon.